Vayter in Shasra and Daf Lamed Vav, picking up on Lamed Hey Yemer Beis, towards the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom. Last word is Meisvei. Just to bring us back into the game, remember we're having a discussion in Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rich Lakish, whether or not a person who does Yibam Mechalitza on somebody and a woman who's already pregnant, whether or not that takes any effect, depending on what happens with the child. Rabbi Yochanan says that Lemafreya could work, and Rich Lakish says, nothing doing. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Meisvei, Frek the Gemara, Kasha on Rav Yochanan, who says that it does work. Meisavei says the Braitha. Hakones esyavim tovnim tzis muberes. Let's say a person goes ahead and they do Yibam. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies. Shimon does Yibam on Reuven's wife, Rachel. And now it turns out that she's actually meuberet. She is a pregnant, which she shouldn't have done to the first place. Hareze lo tinase tzarasa. The tzara is not Rachel's tzara. Is not allowed, Devorah, let's say, is not allowed to go ahead and get married. Kishami Yehi Vlad Ben Kayama, maybe the Vlad of Rachel is going to be Ben Kayama. Now that kind of doesn't make so much sense if you think about it, because if it's a Ben Kayama, then that means that Reuven's wife really had a kid, and therefore Shimon shouldn't have done in the first place, and therefore Reuven's wife is off the hook, and so is Devorah. So what is it saying now that don't get married, that Sarah shouldn't get married, because maybe the Vlad's going to be good? So the Gemara, Adar Rabbi, Yehavi a Vlad Ben Kayama, Miftar Tzarasa, should be pottering her. Ella Ema, rather say, Shema Lo Yehi Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad will not be Ben Kayama. Maybe the child will not survive, and therefore she will fall to Yibam and Chalitza. Rashi says, V'nimtzeis zekuka liyavam, u'bias mu'beres, loshma bia. And maybe then what ends up happening is that there is a zekik, there's zakuk there, they are bound one to the next, and it must be that bia of a mu'beres is not considered bia, because if it was, so then it should already be done, and now the tzara should be out. V'zakadayt ha'chbias mu'beres, shma bia, if you want to say the bia of mu'beres actually works, am I lo tinas tzara, so why shouldn't you go ahead and get married? Why can't she just leave? Tipater b'bia shel chaverta. Let it be that she leaves with the bia of her friend. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, you must be off in the way that you see it. Amar Abaye, now we have a drastic answer, which is going to change everything. B'bia kuliyama lo pligi de lo patra. No, everybody, even Rabbi Yochanan would say that bia is not going to pater anything. The only machlokas team is Yochanan Mishalkesh is ki pligi bechalitza. This is Abaye's brand new novel idea, right? So it's only when it comes to chalitza that Rav Yochanan is going to say, Sava chalitza is muber shmo chalitza. It is chalitza, even the mafreya. So if it ends up being that she needed chalitza, ex post facto, that Shimon ends up marrying Reuven's wife, and then it turns out that she was pregnant, but then the baby doesn't make it. So then the Zika was there, and then the Chalitza actually did something. Bia's Muberes, Loshma Bia. When it comes to a Bia of a Muberes, that is not considered Bia, and if it turns out afterwards that the baby dies, doesn't make it, then you have to do a new act has to now occur. So that which we learned yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Yochanan was trying to show Rish Lakish that indeed Yibam of a woman that's pregnant does work, Abaye is saying that that is a mistake. It is wrong. That is not correct. Right? So Savar Chalitza Mubarak Shmal Chalitza, but Bias Mubarak Lo Shmal Bia. And Rish Lakish Savar, Bias Mubarak Lo Shmal Bia. Same page as Rabbi Yochanan. V'Chalitza Mubarak Lo Shmal Chalitza. That's nothing also. So they argue when it comes to the idea of Chalitza, period. Amalei Rava. Rava comes and he says, now hold on one second, Abaye. Manavshach. Can ich tanzen in zwei Chasnes mit ein, I'm not finishing that line, but man of shach, ibia muberish ma bia, chalitzis muberish ma chalitza. Ve ibia is muberish losh ma bia, the chalitzis muberish nami losh ma chalitza. They work together. You can't say that the chalitza does work, but bia doesn't work. If chalitza works, then bia works. If chalitza doesn't work, then bia doesn't work. So Rish Lakish actually works, but Rav Yochanan doesn't seem to be working in the way that Abaye wants to say this. And this is the kasha that Rav is bringing, the Hakaimalan, because we have learned this idea earlier in the Mesech, way early in the Mesech. Beep, turn the page. Dav lamed vav, de kol ha'ola liyibam ola lechalitza. V'chol she'ino ola liyibam, eino ola lechalitza. Anything which works for yibam will work for chalitza. This goes way back to Dav Gimel, my friends. And anything that doesn't. Rashi comes and brings the pasuk. Dichsev im lo yachbos ha'ish l'kachas yivimto v'cholza. If you don't take it and you do chalitza, which means that they put these two things together, they work in tandem. So how exactly are you working this out over here to try to pull this nice little shtickle toyot over here? So it must be where Yochanan, with the original way we understood of Yochanan actually, is correct. And that if it's also comes to Bia also, that will work for my friend. We're going to say Chalitz works for my friend, so does Bia. So now, Hodja Kusha the Duchter, back to our Kasha on Rav Yochan, that we had said that if you said that a Bia from Uberis is considered a Bia, then why can't the Tzara go and marry out, right? She should be out from the Bia of her friend. So Abai tried to answer to say that that's not what they're arguing about, and Rava says you can't say that. It doesn't make sense to go ahead and split these two principles. Ella, Marava, so Rava comes along and he gives an answer. This is what it means to say. A person goes ahead and Shimon goes and he does Yibum on Rachel and finds out after she's pregnant. In such a case, then the Tzara, Devorah in our case, she should not go and marry anything. Why? Because you have to wait. Just wait a second. We're not saying never. We're just saying right now, because Shema Yehev Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the baby will actually end up being a Ben Kayama. In which case, if it is a Ben Kayama, if this child survives, that means that Reuven and Rachel actually had a child together, and therefore when Reuven dies, that means that Devorah is free to just leave. However, maybe it's going to end up being Ben Kayama. Ubias Mubaris, Lo Shema Bia, and really, none of these things ends up working if they are, if this child is still alive. But Vlad ain't poter, and the Vlad is not going to pater this tzara acha yetzi laver olam until he comes into the actual world, until he's born. Says Rashi that the third wide line. The second line, Rashi Shema, right? Shema Yehei Vlad Shel Kayama Bias Mubaris. Bivlad Shel Kayama L'Divrei HaKol. According to, if the baby's going to survive, according to everybody, Lo Shema Bia. Obviously, then the Bia of Shema means nothing. The time of Rabbi Yochanan that he said that maybe it would be something is Bishum Shema Yavo Leo V'Yomer Nevel Havai. Maybe Leo will come and say this baby is not going to make it. You wouldn't say that because clearly it does make it. Vavlad Ein Poter Ad Sheyetzel V'Yolam. But not, it's not. In theory, it's only not potential, it's only in practice. Once the baby actually comes out, then all of a sudden everything goes into effect. So we're not saying not to get married ever. It's just saying that it's not going to pater. You have to wait until the baby actually comes out. Tiny cover seed the rough. If a bracer comes and backs him up, a person does kinesa. Shemin takes in Rachel. Harisa lo tinas atzeras that tzara should wait because Shemin he vlad ben kayam and he's ben kayam. Ve'ein bia v'chalitza poteres el vlad poter. Ella Vlad Poter, right? And it's not being Chalitza the Pater, just the Vlad is going to Pater. Vlad in Potra, Achieta, Laver Olam, and the Vlad's not going to do that until it comes into the actual Velt. So this backs up Rava pretty clearly. Now we flip around and go against Rish Lakish, says the Gemara, Taima, the Shemaye, Vlad Ben Kayamu. The reason why the Tzara can't go and get remarried. While the case of the Yavam who's pregnant, because maybe the child is actually gonna survive. Halo have Vlad ben Kayama mifte tzarasa. What's the implication? That if the child does not survive, then the tzara would be putter right now. Must be, it's based off the Yibam that happened at the time she was pregnant. Lematavatu to Rish Lakish. We say that this knocks off Rish Lakish. Rashi spells it out, then he says, "Ha lo yehi vlad shakayama delumafreya bas yibam here lumafreya retroactively she was a bas yibam hava mifter tzarasa and that's going to pater vein tzarach lachsav level laacher shepilin they just have to do another type of yibam after she has a miscarriage. What are you going to say now, Rish Lakish? Because according to him, that was nothing. And you have to do it again. Amalecha Rish Lakish hachitan. He says, "Nah, this is what it means." A person goes ahead of Shimon takes Reuven's wife, namely Rachel, and it turns out that she is pregnant. Terezo lotina sotzara, so the tzara shouldn't go ahead and get married. She's got to wait. Shema lo yehe Vlad ben Kayman, because maybe the Vlad will not be a viable child. V'chalitzas muberes lo shma chalitza, obias muberes lo shma bia. And all this stuff, it means absolutely nothing. Even at a case when the child actually doesn't survive. V'im tomer halich achar rov nashim. And if you want to say, so once again, at this stage, he said, you see, he's still alive and he's fine. And if you want to say, why don't we go according to majority of women? Vlad Ma'aliya Yoldan, and the majority of women end up having children that actually survive. Vlad Ein Poter Achi Yetze Laver Olam. A child does not pater until he comes into the Welt. Rashi explains, it's not saying that maybe maybe it will work out. Maybe the baby will not work out. The Vlad not going to the maybe that we're dealing with a child that's going to survive. If you want to say, let's go after the majority of women, they actually give viable, survivable children. The biasa lo patra, understand that bia is not going to patra, miu patura mishum avlad, havlad ein poter ache yetze lave olam. It doesn't work until it actually comes into the world. So, Rish Lakish is still alive. What the Gemara is telling us and Rashi is spelling out is don't think that last statement is connected. It's bevorning another kasha, that it's saying that don't think that it's just because that we're going to go with Rov, that women, that the chosen child is going to be good. Rather, understand the fact that we have to wait until the baby is actually born. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Efshar Isa Lahadre Shlakish V'lo Tanan La B'masnisin. Is it possible to go like Rish Lakish and we wouldn't have this actually in a Mishnah somewhere? Nafak Dak V'ashkach. We've seen this lesson before. Anyway, they went out and they investigated and they found. There is a Mishnah. The Tanana Mishnah coming up. We have Kuf Yutes. If you have a woman, a husband of a woman, and the Tzara, they go to Medina Siam. They go on a trip somewhere. So again, now we have Reuven. He's married to Rachel and Devorah. So you have this woman, Rachel. Her husband, Reuven, goes with Devorah, and they go on a trip somewhere. As she says, Shahalach Baila Ve'en Lo Banim, and they have no children. Okay, ubov ve'amrula meis balech, and they come back and they say back, your husband died. They say this to Rachel, your husband Reuven, who went with your co-wife, Devorah to the Bahamas. You know, they got stuck in the Bermuda Triangle. They're dead. This woman becomes stuck in limbo now. Lo harizu lo tinas avotis yabim. Don't get married. And don't do yibam. Rashi says, lo tinase kasat daita kafilu al yedei chalitza kamar. Delo tinase l'shuk li'olam. Ad sheteida shemamu beres yitzarasa. Until she can figure out what the circumstance is with the co-wife, namely Devorah, to see if she is pregnant or not. Rashi says, yitzarasa, osa tzarasa shahalchlimo, because they went together to the Bahamas. Aval ish shama alea she'en mu'beres, if she finds out she's not mu'beres, then tisyabim, she does yibam, because now Reuven died with no children, not with her, not with the co-wife, so now she does yibam. Lo cheshin and shema nasa baila acheres, but we didn't say, we're not worried that maybe her husband ended up marrying another woman over there. Ulahachi tanan, yitzarasa, vahachi mefarish, so the reason she's stuck in limbo is because maybe her co-wife is actually pregnant or has a child, and she doesn't know that yet. She just found out her husband died. Bish lame yabume lo. Okay, we understand that she can't do yibam, right? She's stuck. She can't do yibam because maybe there is a child that exists, and therefore, if her husband has a child, even if not from her, she's out. Shema yehe vlad b'kayama t'ben b'kayama v'yifka b'isra ishizach d'oreza. That's over an isra d'oreza of marrying ishizach. Ela lo tachla samai. But what's pshat? Why can't you do chalitza? Let this woman just do chalitza, and then Rashi says v'tinasa l'shuk, and then marry someone else. Says Rashi, amai I chalitza s'muber shema chalitza. If the chalitza of a pregnant woman is considered chalitza, so then tachlot s'mimanavshach, then do to chalitza. And either way, the bein tzarasu muberes, the bein einu muberes, whether her tzara, her co-wife, is pregnant or not, hare chalitza potarta. Chalitza will let her off the hook. I get it that you can't do chalitza within the 9 months while the woman is pregnant, maybe, and then to get married also within those 9 months. I get you can't do that because hainu suffik, that's exactly what the suffik is over here. Because if the baby is actually a good baby, and the baby is if she's pregnant with the real baby, a real baby as opposed to a fake one, if the Devorah is pregnant, so then chalitza can't send out Rachel, the only way Rachel's going to go out is the baby can only send her out, and that's only once the baby comes into the world. So therefore, you can't do anything about it. So hainu suffik to suffik. So therefore, ella tachlos betoch tishva. But at the very least, you should be able to do chalitza within the 9 months, v'tinas al achatish, and then get married afterwards. the fact that we don't say they do this must be like Reish Lakish was saying all along, that the chalitza does not work during the process. So what we're trying to say over here is just do chalitza during the 9 months and then marry afterwards and the mother shall be fine. Because if it turns out to be that there was no baby over there, so then the chalitza will work over there from when it was done, even if she was pregnant, but it turns out that the baby afterwards didn't make it. So if she wasn't pregnant altogether, so then fine. So then chalitza is chalitza. But if she was pregnant and the baby doesn't make it, so then she did chalitza at the time. And it's after 9 months, so now she can go ahead. And if the baby does make it, so then she's out because of the baby. So either way, the fact that you don't say that must mean against Rav Yochanan, like Reish Lakish said, chalitza doesn't work during the time that a woman is pregnant. Beautiful. So we actually do have a Mishnah which works like Reish Lakish. There's the Gemara. 9. V'litamech, according to what you just said, v'litamech, even according to you, what's this pshat that it's saying that you can't get married until you know what happened? Why don't we just tachlots v'tinasa le'acher tisha? Just wait till after 9 months and then do chalitza and then go ahead and then you can get married to someone else, right? In other words, the Mishnah basically said that, like, you can't do anything, you're stuck until you find out what's going on. And you said, well, why? Just do chalitza during. I understand, why can't we just do chalitza after 9 months? Then totally it should be fine. The Vinny didn't say that. Marav Shach, because whether she was pregnant and didn't, and the baby survived, or she was pregnant, the baby didn't survive, or she was never pregnant, at the end of the day, after 9 months have already passed, 10 months, 11 months, 12 months, it should be totally fine. Let's do chalitza and move on with life. So the fact that the Mishnah doesn't allow that to happen, that it means it doesn't even work with the Reish Lakish either. Tachlis nasal acher tisha. So ella bar mina dahi. Rather, let's get rid of that. Ella bar mino dahi, get rid of that Mishnah. This is no shaykhist to what we're talking about over here. Says Rashi, klomer, meaning to say, me'ahi lo tidak siyata de Reish Lakish, from, don't try to bring a help to Reish Lakish from that. Tahata getani lo tachas b'dotes. The fact that it says don't do chalitza within 9 months, for tinasa l'achir tes and get married after, hasam time elav mishum suffik yavam l'shoku. That's not because of yavam l'shoku. Ella ke de abaye bar oven. That's for another reason, as the Gemara will now say. Because the Abaye bar Abba bar Rav China bar Abaye the Amar Tevayu, both of them come and they say, little Masuris Hashas, switch over there. They come and they say, Shema Yehe Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe it'll turn out that this child from Reuven's other wife, Devorah, actually did have a baby and it's totally fine, in which case Rachel is allowed to go out now. And she is known as an almana. An almana is allowed to marry a kohen. But if she does chalitza, because she doesn't have the patience to wait now, then you're going to have to go ahead and make different announcements in reference to kahuna. Because when she goes ahead and she does chalitza, a kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who's a chalutz. And since she can't marry a kohen that's a chalutz, kohen can marry a chalitza, and then she finds out later, wait a minute, this relationship between Reuven and Devorah, they had a boy named Jimmy, and now she has to do chalitza to get, she did chalitza to get out, she's not allowed to be to a kohen, and now she realizes, oh my gosh, I can marry a kohen, and they're going to have to make announcements, and they don't want that to end up happening, so that's why we said that you got to wait over here. Says the Gemara, what's the problem here? V'letzucha, so, so just make that happen. So make an announcement after. What's the big deal? Says Gemara. Dilma ike inish da have bechalitza velo have beachraza. Maybe there's going to be someone who was there by the process of chalitza, and they saw that this woman is a chalutz, and they weren't there when they made the announcement. Va'asi lemeimar kashari chalutza lekohen. They're going to come to say, oh my goodness, a chalutz is allowed to marry a kohen, because they're worried about such a matzav will happen. Therefore, this woman now is stuck in limbo. So Rav Elazar was the one who was trying to investigate to find a Mishnah that would back of Reish Lakish. Over here, we seem to say that clearly that this Mishnah can't be the one. Amar Le Abaye comes along and now tries another reason to show that he's wrong. Abaye comes from another angle. He says, Amar Le Abaye, again, Rav Elazar, again, backing up Reish Lakish, saying that Mishnah works for him. He says, Midi lo tachlos tisyabim katani? Does a Mishnah reference, is it talking about saying that she can't do chalitza or yibam? Doesn't say that. All it's really speaking about is yibam. Lo tinasa v'lo tisyabim ketani. It says don't get married or do yibam. Below chalitza. But we could say that's talking about without chalitza. Says Rashi, Lo tinasi ketani, de lo tinasi l'shuk b'lo chalitza. Don't go marry outside without doing chalitza. Rachel shouldn't go out. Lismoch v'lomar, to be somich on the fact to say, oh, tzirasi yolda libali, because, you know, yeah, she had a baby. Afa bisharov nashim yoldos, because, if she did chalitza, and therefore you have no right over here. Says the Gemara, but if she would happen to do chalitza, then it would be mutter for her. After, obviously, we're talking about after 9 months. Okay, so we don't have that Mishnah helping us out, but we have a brisa. Tanya covers the Rish Lakish. The brisa goes in support of Rish Lakish. Acholitz lemeuberes vihipila tzricha chalitza min haachin. If somebody does chalitza with her, so Shimon does chalitza on Reuven's wife, and she's pregnant, and she ended up having a miscarriage, tzricha chalitza min haachin, she needs to do chalitza again. Amar Rava says, Rava, you know what that lach is? Hilchasa kavasei the Rish Lakish bahani tlas. The halacha is like Reish Lakish in the following three things. Chada hada amran. One that we just said right now, that if a person does chalitza do chalitza or yibam with a woman who's pregnant, then, and she has a miscarriage, then it goes like Reish Lakish, she has to do chalitza again. Idach, another one, ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah Bava Basra talking about a shchiv meira, a person who's on his deathbed, he's dying, and he says what he wants to happen with his property. If he wouldn't say something, perhaps one thing would happen, or whatever was written, etc. But now he goes and he just speaks it out with any sort of kinyan, any sort of whatever. He just talks out what he wants to happen to his property. So says the Mishnah over there, Hamachalik and Nechosav al Piv. Someone goes out there being Mechalik through his mouth. He's on his deathbed and he's telling what's going on. Riba le'echad umiyat echad. If he decides to give a little more to one or a little bit less to another one, we know that there's something called the Yerusha. The Yerusha goes that we split up the property of a father. He's a bunch of sons. The first son gets a double inheritance. Everyone else gets equal portions over here. So what happens now if he decides to add a little bit here and take off a little bit there? Rashi says, "Delakula nasan b'chayev, ve'inkan Yerusha." This is not. This is called. He's giving it out to them during his lifetime. It's not Yerusha litol b'chora, velo hapshutam litol b'shava. It's not that the b'chor gets double and the other ones get equal. Alamasha riba riba, masha miyet miyet. He decides to give gifts, certain things during his life. He's allowed to do such a thing. Ve'hishva. Lamas of a chor, or he decides to go ahead and say that that which the bechor is going to get, he makes it equal to the rest of them. Devar of kayomim, his words stand; they are good. V'im amar mishim yerusha. If he decided to say it's because of yerusha, Rashi says ploni yirish sada plonis and plonis sada plonis. So this one's going to be yorish and this, a yorish and that. Lomar klum. He didn't say anything. Says Rashi, very important Rashi, Shehisna al Masha Kosabatori, you're making a tie against something that the Torah says, Tanai Batal, and Tanai gets Mvutal, Hoel, Velo Chilek Lepshutim, Bishava Lebachor Pishnaim. The Torah tells us the Bachor gets two, a double portion, and everyone else gets it equal. And you're going to come now be Masna al Masha Kosabatori, your words mean nothing over here, because Yerusha is the laws of Yerusha. If you're saying it's a Matana, that's a different story. Kosav, if he wrote it down, Bain Betchila, Bain Besof, Bain Beemza, Mishum Matana, because of Matana, Dvar of Kayamin. If he writes in the document, anywhere in the document, whether he wrote in the beginning, it's a gift, this Yerusha, or in the middle, this Yerusha is a gift, or in the end, he says Yerusha, and then it ends off by saying by gift, then Dvar of Kayamin, his words are upheld. It overrides the issue of being called Yerusha, and it's considered like it's called Matana. Beep, turn the page, I'm of a vase. V'amar Shlakish, Rishlakish says, Liolam lo kana, it's not going to work. Ad sheyomer ploni uploni yirshu sada plonis uplonish and esatim lahem b'matana v'yirishim. Rashi points out that Rosh Lakish isn't arguing on the Mishnah, but rather it's a discussion of the Gemara. Lo amasnisam palig, top Rashi. Ela hasab, b'yishnolchem pligi. It's arguing over there. Da amaroi, it's a pligi amaroi, b'diyuka of the masnisa, the diyuka of the Mishnah. Chiyasa ravan amar, he said, yorish ploni sada ploni, Vitinasin sada ploni l'ploni. This person A is going to get a Yerusha and B is getting his matana. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kana, it works. Afilu hai di Yerusha, the mid itkar loshen matana, because of the fact that he used the loshen matana. But high with the other, with high star tzava lechad minayot to one of them kulhu nami matana. It's all called the matana. Reish Lakish Amar, nope, lo leolam lo kana ahu di Yerusha da minan lehai have a matana ulahai Yerusha atchi yomer the teku loshen. Matana Tervayu. It has to be that you said the lesson Yerusha by both of them. And matana by both of them. If you don't say by both of them, then it's not going to work. This is number two that we lechach goes like Rish Lakish v'idach, and the third one is number three. The time we learned to the Mishnah Sambo v'Basa, Kosev Kol Nechasev L'Vino La'Acher Mosa. Let's say a person goes and writes. He says, "I'm giving all my property to my son after I die." Rashi says, "Me'ayom U'La'Acher Misa." So let's say it's January 1st. I should use Hebrew dates, but I'm sorry, I am brainwashed from America. But you have to work on yourself. You're right. Anyway, it says Rashi, La'acha Moshe Shekasa Me'ayom La'acha Misa Ve'in La'av Behen Ella Achilas Peres Bechayav. The only thing a father's left over is the fruits of that field. So let's say you have a father and a son. Father says to son on January 1st, I'm giving it to you from now and until I die. So then he ends up dying on June 1st. So from January until June, the father has the property doesn't belong to him, but the fruits do belong to him. And the father can't sell the property because he's give it to the son, and the son can't sell it. Because it belongs to the father also. Now, machar av, let's say the father does sell, then mechurin, it's sold ad sheyamasu, until he ends up dying. Know what does that mean? Rashi says, all that happens is he's selling his rights, that a person can come in and start eating the fruits. From January till June, if the father sells it to Bob, Bob can come on in and eat them apples. But once he dies, it goes right back to the son. Machar ben of the son sells it, ain lo lokech klum at sheyom sa'av. If the son sells it, then the lokech can't take, the buyer can't take anything until the father ends up dying. It's a pre-sale. So in June, he gets it, and it comes, it's totally his. But in the meantime, the father owns the fruits. Ve'itmar, and it was stated that let's say the son does sell it during the father's lifetime, right? So now from January until June, it's nothing. It belongs to still, the father can take whatever he wants, and only once the father dies in June, then he can go take it. But what happens if he sells it in January, the father gives it to the son, sells it to the son, and then the son sells it in February, and then in March, the son ends up dying. The son ends up dying during the lifetime of the father. Now we have a machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo kana lo keach, then what ends up happening is the person ends up buying it, gets nothing. Because that was only, when was it true that when the son sells it to Bob, that Bob is going to get it when the father dies in June? That's only if the son was still alive. But if the son died in the meantime, then it reverts back to the father, and therefore the guy Bob ends up with nothing. Lo kana lo keach. Rish Lakish Amar kana lo keach, he disagrees and he says kana lo keach, it actually does work, and that guy Bob can take the field after the father ends up dying. Now, break it down. He says, why? Because kinyan peres ke kinyan aguf dami. Having ownership of the fruit is like having ownership of the actual property itself. So, as long as the father is still alive, so the sale doesn't mean anything. Only once he dies, then does the sale come through, whether the other guy can take it. But if the son dies in the meantime, then what ends up happening is there's no longer anything there. Therefore, the sale is like it was nothing, and therefore returns by the father the whole time. Rish Lakish Amar kana lo keach, he says it works there because kinyan peres lav ke kinyan aguf dami. He holds that buying it is not like the kinyan of the goof. Unlike Rav Yochanan's, like Lemafrea Dika sale, over here it ends up what? That when his son sells it, it's an immediate sale and it works right away, just he's stuck because the father's still around. So Kinyan Peres Lavka Kinyan Duftami. And over here also Rava says that the halacha goes like Reish Lakish. Ooh, take a breather and begin. You can pause and take a long one if you'd like, but here we go. Ein avlad shel kayama, what happens if a person goes then and he marries Reuven and Shimon? Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven ends up dying. Rachel now falls to Shimon. And now Shimon goes ahead and he takes her. He does yibam on her. And then after she finds out, she is pregnant. But the child, unfortunately, does not make it. And what's it then? He's allowed to hold on to her. He can stay with her. The lashon of the Mishnah is ve'im ein avlad shel kayama yekayim. Tana, we see someone who doesn't agree with this. Mishum Rebbe Eliezer Amru Yotzi beget. You got to get rid of her with a get. Let's play this out. Rashi explains that essentially when the woman ended up miscarrying, so then what happens is that the Yibam was actually a good Yibam. And if Yibam was actually a good Yibam, so that means they're full-fledged married. And full-fledged marriage, and that means that they don't have to do chalitza now to get out of it, but only a get in order to get out of this circumstance. So he's saying this is a kenas because of the fact that you took your brother's wife in a matzav where maybe she was really not for you. Maybe it'd still be a shesach if she'd be pregnant and have the baby. Therefore, even if it turns out that everything worked out, we still say, sorry, nothing doing. You shouldn't have behaved like that. And therefore, you have to go ahead and now you have to give her a get. You got to get divorced. Amarava.
Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, and Mudavrich Echad, this Rabbi Eliezer we just saw, so now we're going to see that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, they said one and the same thing. We'll see how they match up. Rabbi Eliezer, Hadamer, and Rabbi Eliezer, the one that we just said right now, that this guy who did such a thing, now used to get divorced, and Rabbi Meir, where do we find that he says something similar to Tanya, only to the Braisa? Lo yisa adam uberes chavero umenekes chavero. First, let's read Rashi. It says that Davar Echa, they say the same thing. Rabbi Meir, Nami Kandis, Sanose, Muberes, Chaveru, Menekes, Chaveru. Rabbi Meir, he gives a kenas on somebody who marries his friend's wife that is pregnant or if she is nursing, and he says that they have to get divorced. Isha Shemes Baila, Vimu Beres, Omenika, if she's pregnant or nursing, Asuli Nase, you can't marry her until 24 months, Ad Esrimba Arba Choda, Shekin Tinok Yonik, because that was normal back in the day that the baby would nurse in such a process, take that time. We're going to see that we're worried that if you go ahead and you marry in the meantime, then you get her pregnant while she's nursing the baby. It's going to be bad for the milk supply for the baby, and you can actually kill the previous baby. So as we just said, the bright says, Lo yisa adam uberes chaver menekes chavero v'im nasin, if you did, yotzi v'lo yachzer olamis. You got to send her out, and you can't take her back at all. In other words, you got to get divorced. The kenasi doing such a thing. Divrei Rabbi Meir is like Rabbi Meir, similar to Rabbi Eliezer, like he said. V'chamamim, they say yotzi. You have to go and send her out. And when it comes time for him to be able to marry her, then he can go and he can take her back and he can marry her. Meaning after 24 months, after it's done, she can now, Rashi says, she can come back. So we see Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, they also have such a kenas to go ahead and be in such a massive, you got to get divorced forever. Don't try to equate these things. Mimai, on what reasoning are you coming to say that these are the same? Dilma Elohim, maybe you can say not. The reason why Eliezer spoke up and he said over here is because you're over in a possible Issa d'oraisa. You're putting yourself in danger of such a thing. Rashi says, you went into a suffix ishes ach, sheish lo banim, there's children. The dilma haviv lachel kayam, mahilkach kansin and lay, because of the fact that you're playing with fire over here. Aval hasam derabanim, but in the case where a person goes in and marries his friend's wife that passed away, and she's pregnant or she's nursing, that's just the derabanim that matzav over there. Kirabanim sviralei. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer in such a case would disagree with her, mayor, and he would go like derabanim. Inami. Another way of looking at how these are two different things is Adkan Lokama Rabbi Meir Hassam. Maybe from the flip side, Rabbi Meir over there said the reason why it's a problem, you can't marry the pregnant wife for the one that is nursing, is Elamishum Dirabanan. And since it's Dirabanan, the Chachamim also chizuk ledivreim yosi mishal Torah. The Chachamim, they made even stronger the things that if you mess with the Dirabanan more than in order to give it strength. Rashi says, Dimu aberes chaver mi Dirabanan, he vakam mazalza libba. People are mazalza Dirabanan, so mishum hachi kansu, the low lacey achmina. Because they don't want someone to go ahead and behave in such a way. However, aval hacha midoraisa, but in the case where you deal with the yavama that was pregnant over there, then maybe something happens to doraisa mifresh parshi mina. Says Rashi aval hacha, but over here yavama muberes doraisa he ubedili mina v'lo boy lemiknesei lahayot achrini. We're not worried that people are going to go ahead and start messing with this type of thing over here, and therefore maybe Rabbi Meir in such a case would say that it is taki, you're allowed to take it back. So maybe they actually are not on the same page. Amar Rava says, Ulodivi Chachamim Yotzia Beget, and the Chachamim who said that he has to send her out, and that they're not allowed to be with this woman who's pregnant or is nursing of the friend's dead wife. You have two friends, you know, Yonatan and David, and Yonatan dies, and now David goes and marries Yonatan's wife who's pregnant or is nursing. Rabbi Meir says, you're donskis forever. And Racham said, no, you can divorce, you have to separate and then come back. What was the Lashon that he said over there? Is that, Rabbi Eliezer said to her, Lo yisad meberes, chamim her, v'chacham im nasa, v'cham momim yotzi. You have to be yotzi. She's mano, lichnos yichnos. What does it mean? We're saying over here, it means yotzi, but get it, some of the get. Rashi says, v'divik chachamim, damir lik shagia zmano, lichnos yichnos, miu ad shagia zman, yotzi, but get. V'lo sagi lei ba'afresh ba'alma. It's not enough just to send her out of the house. You actually have to give a get. Amar Marzutra, Dekanami, you could even infer this from the Lashon, the Katani Yotzi, because it says with Yotzi, Velo Katani Yafresh, and it doesn't just say to separate, Shema Mina, that it has to be full on get. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.